the book Hebrews, part 263. I'm Professor Hannes Redinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of my books which I've written, maybe the two keys to the book of Revelation, A4 book, nearly 800 pages thick. It's all about the end time in the book of Revelation, Antichrist system, New World Order, and a lot of different subjects. You can contact us at our WhatsApp numbers, +27 South Africa International Code, 0722-367-124. Or just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, you are so very, very, very welcome. Please go to part 1, start from the beginning, because you've missed out on quite a bit of information. It's also very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the other studies that we are currently busy with as well. Please send this contact to your friends and family. Make sure at least have a 1611 King James Bible, pen and paper, ready to make notes. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. We are currently busy with Hebrews chapter 11. And we were using one of our scriptures that confirm what we are busy with. Hebrews 17 verse 10. Now, we will remember yesterday morning, Yahushua and the disciples were coming down the mountain, and Yahushua instructed them not to say anything to anybody. Why? Not causing a stir up again, where the Pharisees and Sadducees, scribes and the Sanhedrin and the elders of the temple and all of them were just wanted to jump on them and stone him. Especially with something that happened on the mountain. That will be like having a fire and throwing gasoline on top of it. Verse 10, Matthew 17:10. And his disciples asked him, saying, they then say the scribes, they must listen what they are saying. This is where you must tighten your seatbelt. And his disciples asked him, that's Yahushua, saying, they then say the scribes, that Elijah must first come. Now, who is the scribes? You see, for ages we were just reading the scripture, they then said the scribes. Who are these scribes? Well, actually with my introduction this morning, I've given it away. Is the Pharisees and Sadducees and the scribes are the elders of the church and the Sanhedrin, the priest's sons and the priest. They are the scribes. They are the ones that forced the people, or the Israelites, to live by the 613 laws of Moses. Why they do not? So who's the scribes? Pharisees, Sadducees, and the ones that make themselves out to know the scripture, especially the Sanhedrin, the Council of 70. So what does the disciples say? The disciples is drawing Yahushua's attention to the lies, and we're going to find the lies now, which these scribes, which I've mentioned, were teaching and preaching. So it's not Yahushua that said that Elijah must first come. Who was it that said it? the scribes, the Pharisees, Sadducees, and whoever. They were preaching the lies of their church dogma and teachings. Teaching that Elijah must first come before Yahushua can appear. And even today, in this 21st century, you can't believe how many people believe, according to the internet, that Elijah must first come, and Enoch must come, and Moses must come. To do what? To do what? When we look at the two messengers in Jerusalem in the book Revelation, I think it's Revelation 7, where they will come for 3.5 years and do miracles, then the people says, but that's Elijah and Moses. On this other side, Elijah and Enoch. And while it's not, it's just two common angels that Yahweh has used. If I use a common, not in a bad sense, it's just angels, persons that Yahweh has used to do what? To bring the message of salvation unto the remnant of Israel who will be in Jerusalem, because in that time they were going through the great tribulation. And the disciples asked him, saying, why then say? They listen to what they say. The disciples asked Yahushua, why then say the scribes that Elijah must first come? And this is what is happening with so much false teachings today. The Bible says you not to just believe. Even if he comes as the angel of light, you must test his fruits. You must test him by the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit. And you must discern whether he's from Yahweh or is a demon. Because this is a message of the demons. And the disciples have heard it. Peter and Job. They heard it. And they said, but we heard this. These scribes, these learned people, the Sanhedrin, they're preaching that Yahushua, that Elijah must first come. So immediately I want to draw your attention. It's not Yahushua that says that Elijah must first come. It is who? The very same people that Yahushua called and named them and say, you are like the graves outside. You are plastered, you look painted, you look well, nice. But from inside you are full of dead bones and worms and stink. So what you are is not what you... This what you represent is not what you are. You're living lies. And it's them that said, the scribes, that Elijah must first come. Now you've learned something this morning in verse 10. And the disciples ask him, saying, why then say, why? Why then say the scribes that Elijah must first come? Verse 11, then Yahushua answered and said unto them, Elijah truly shall first come and restore all things. Again, I have a question. What things? What things must Elijah come to restore that Yahushua has not restored on Golgotha's hill, hanging on the cross, giving his life, shedding his life for us? Why does Yahushua, and this was 2,000 years ago, and Yahushua answered and says unto them, Elijah truly shall first come as a messenger and restore all things. Elijah lived in the time of Yahushua and the Gentile church? No. Who were Elijah ministering to? He was a prophet ministering to Israel. So when Elijah comes and he must restore this something, is that for the bride of Yahushua or for Israel? It's for Israel, not for the bride. And this is where people is running away with the scriptures. Because they don't know who must first come for who. Elijah is not there to teach us anything. As bride of Yahushua, we are taught by the Ruach HaKodesh. In all righteousness and truth. Am I right? Of course I'm right. So in the great tribulation, it shall be as in the spirit of Elijah. 1/3 of Israel is going to be saved in the great tribulation, called the remnant of Israel. This you know by now. So who is going to turn their hearts back to the fathers? Well, there's different prophets that's going to do it. Where Elijah was also a prophet. Now let's just stick to the scripture. Verse 11. Then Yahushua answered and said unto them, Elijah truly shall first come and restore all things. What things? Look at my fingers. Old testamental things. For the bride? No. For the 1/3 of Israel in the great tribulation? Yes. Verse 12. But I say unto you, I, Yahushua, say unto you, the disciples, that Elijah is come already. And they knew him not. You see, it is these scriptures that must make us think and read between the lines. But I say unto you that Elijah is come already, and have done unto, and they have, but have done unto him. Let's go back. But I say unto you that Elijah is come already, and they knew him not. They didn't recognize him as Elijah. But have done unto him whatever they list or what they desire. Likewise shall also the Son of Man suffer of them. Now this reading between the lines, especially the last sentence, gives us the answer. Yahushua is talking to his disciples. They refer to the Pharisees and Sadducees and scribes. Now Yahushua, but I say, in fact, verse 12, but I say unto you that Elijah is come already. When? 2,000 years ago. And they knew him not. They didn't recognize him. But they have done unto him whatsoever they listed, they wanted. Now listen now. Likewise shall also the Son of Man suffer of them. Who crucified Yahushua? The Israelites. It wasn't the Romans. Oh, the Romans put the nails in. But who condemned Yahushua? Pontius Pilate was standing there. Barabbas was there. Yahushua was here. And he took water and he washed his hands. Who must I set free? Said Barabbas free. What about Yahushua? No. He says, I find no sin in him. I find no wrong in him. He washes his hands. He says, let his blood be upon you and your children. And they say, he's not our Messiah. So who condemned Yahushua to be crucified? The Israelites. Likewise shall also the Son of Man suffer under them. So, reading the scripture, they have done something similar already to Elijah 2,000 years ago, without even picking it up, the same way that they did to Yahushua, by turning the gospel of salvation away. Because that's why the Israelites didn't accept Yahushua as the Messiah and Savior. Because they wanted to live in the 613 laws of Moses. And they didn't want to repent and be led by the Ruach HaKodesh, living under the two New Testamental, two kingly laws of grace. No, they wanted to live under the 613 laws of Moses. But till tomorrow morning, we're not finished here. We're going to continue because there's quite a bit of information. Maranatha. Yahushua's coming back again. Hallelujah.